Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or nursing facility, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for contacting my name is Crystal. My actual speaker with today.
Louise Norton.
Could I get you to spell your first name for me?
L-O-U-I-S-E.
Then your last name?
N-O-R-T-O-N, Norton.
And the phone number that you're calling from today?
215-668-3567.
May I ask, are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
For myself.
And are you calling for the first time today or to check the status of the existing application?
First time.
Okay, so you're calling to apply for waiver services?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I now need to obtain some personal information, and please note, we will not speak to anyone about your application without written or verbal permission. Now, please have your date of birth.
7/31/53.
And may I please have your address?
1249 Elkhart Street.
Could you spell that street for me?
A-L-C-O-T-T.
Street.
City.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And your zip code?
19149.
Could you verify your social security number for me?
1714-1005.
All right. So we're no longer at 2132 North 19th Street, correct?
Correct.
1249-ALC. O-T-T Street.
Mm-hmm. I had to remember that.
So Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19149. Just bear with me while I go and check our state system.
Okay.
Now, would you like to sign up to get text or email notices about your case? Is that something that you would be interested in?
Yes, my son probably do all that.
And you're in Philadelphia County, correct?
Yes.
And do you have a physician that we could add to your case so we can send that physician certification form to have completed?
It's my doctor name. Her name is Winchester.
Oh, what's your card?
I got to go get my card.
No problem. Just take your time.
Okay. Something told me they would have to know who my physician. Hey, I'm going up the steps. I put everything up and I can't half time find anything of what I want to find of my own. You hear that?
Yes, but ma'am. No problem. Take your time. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm serious. I had something wrong with you, you know. Didn't know this was going to happen to me. I'm just, oh my God. Oh God, you go to tears again. First time I wasn't going to do this. I'm like, I don't know these people. Oh my God. You know, I'm looking for the, let me see the book. Let me see again. I'll put the phone down for a second. So let me look in here and see where the phone number is. Oh, shit. This is, you know, to get everything out, this little folding. He come in, he's on there, he's saying, hold on. Possible. Everything gonna go down the drain. Sitting stuff up like I was gonna move or something. Can't find the darn part. Going to have a fix because I didn't put this stuff where I was supposed to put it. I did, but I took it out and I was looking at it. And I can't find my little pocketbook.
She did not want any power in it. I can't find my little pocketbook. Put everything in.
Carry a little pocketbook. Is it?
Hey. I was gonna see something identity tags on my lap as I'm trying to make my mistake. Sorry that I missed it.
Hey, hold on, I found it. I just gotta open it up and look in it and see.
No problem, but you're fine.
Okay, because I'm a fast walking person and everything. I try to slow down, but I just want to get that fast. Dedicated. She works at a dedicated for senior citizens. And that's at, come with you, get out of my phone.
Oh,
that's right. What was the thing she was on?
I can't even remember.
I don't have all the information for you.
Now, if you don't have her name, that's fine. We can go ahead and finish with the process. And once the enrollment case manager comes out, you can give her the doctor's name, address, and fax number, or you can contact us with that information whenever you receive it.
Okay, because I don't remember none of this kind of stuff. I've never been through nothing like this before. I don't want this illness that I got. It's,
all right.
Go to sleep and wake up and then you look different in the mirror. That's what I look like. And there was a lot of stuff that was going on in my household. And it was, you know, a lot of stuff going on in the household, my stress and my nerves. And this is like, I'm going to stop talking about that because it don't make it no better.
So
you will have to call Destin Plummer and talk to him because I'm upset right now.
If he refuses to take a stand, he can testify against his brother. He goes to jail.
I don't want to start busting your cousin no more. I'm going to get you up with my son, okay?
Is that the green light?
Hello?
Here's an election. There's no state modification.
70% is above that side.
Hello?
This question is a civilian position fight, and do you think it's wise to win the uniform to ceremony? It's important to me that my people are in game. So, indeed, what's my job, right? As ambitious as Charlie Ross the League is, I wasn't sure to settle for anything less than the White House.
Well, he's got his great career in City Hall first. He's formed a pack, and his first deputy is about to resign from his campaign, so.
But he's been a pretty strong DA.
Now, is that code for popular DA? Because my polls say that there's no more popular public figure in New York than you, Frank.
I mean, come on.
No, but I hope that you'll be standing shoulder to shoulder with me.
Everything.
Well, that's the City Hall. But I have to tell you, there's no one in uniform in your time.
Why am I saying yes to this? Because I need it.